Hey, podcast listeners. Carissa Hendricks talking. So you're a month into 2020. How's it going? Is this what you expected you'd be doing at this point in your year? Have your New Year's resolutions already been abandoned for the pursuit of chocolate and cupcakes? I know I'm still struggling to try and stay on track. New Year's Eve can be a wonderful opportunity to reset and think about what you want for your next year. But New Year's is an arbitrary start. So, this is your one-month check-in. We thought it'd be fun to reach out to some of our favorite guests from the last couple of years and ask about what they had to say on the topic of motivation. Now, you can take this episode as an opportunity to think about where you're at or reframe, or maybe pick another arbitrary start. Now, we're going to start with Lindsay Benner, who you might remember from episode 20, a very good, popular episode, I might say. She had some really lovely things to say about making sure that when you stay motivated, you have a good reason for it.
So first of all, I'd like to just talk about motivation and where it starts, where it begins, and to be conscious of why you are motivated in the first place. Because I think if you're just motivated for the sake of motivation, just to be a go-getter because you see other people doing stuff and you want to be doing stuff too, I think you can run the risk of being motivated for motivation's sake, if that makes sense. And my favorite metaphor for that is like you're vacuuming without the vacuum being plugged in. You run the risk in those cases of trying to be that go-getter type of a person, falling in the trap of trying to be interesting over being interested. And I think that motivation, when it is the most powerful, when your vacuum is plugged in, it's where you're interested first. And the amount that you are interested will then be directly related to how interesting you are to watch and how interesting you are to even just talk to as a person.
And I wanted to make a note of that experience that I think a lot of people can get into where you're stuck in a rut where nothing's inspiring you. And so what do you do then other than know that something was going to come and have patience? But in that period of time when you aren't sure what the next move is and you're not really motivated by much and you're feeling stuck and uninspired, I'd say a way to find your inspiration certainly is to get out of the house and see shows or just start with something really small and follow that and see where it goes. And I wanted to tell this story about my experience with that when I first moved to Los Angeles and I was pursuing being an actor in film and television. And that is something that is really hard to pursue because you're not, a lot of the time, especially in the beginning, you are not in action. You are just sort of in this waiting game. And I mean, shoot, even when you're far along in the process, a lot of it is a waiting game. I just needed to get out of the house, and I had always been crazy inspired by Bill Irwin's Full Moon, David Shiner and Bill Irwin's Full Moon, where they did a whole clowning show with no talking, and I really wanted to do something similar to that, and so I created this act that I could do, and I did it at a friend's wedding, just a one-off at a friend's wedding, and someone there who was with a burlesque troupe, saw me and said, oh, that would be really great in our burlesque show. And so I said, oh, all right. And it's not like I was pursuing burlesque or wanted to be necessarily a part of burlesque shows. I thought they were cool, but that wasn't really an inspiring motivation to me. But it got me out of the house. And that was what I needed to do at the time. I needed to get out of the house. And so I took the show that I had created for the wedding and I spruced it up and I started doing it at the burlesque shows. And it was super fun. And I had a really great time. And someone named Brian Glicker saw me do that. And he brought his friend Max Maven to one of the shows. And Max booked me for the Magic Castle. So that's a nice story that is an example of, you know, you just follow your nose. And even if it's a small breadcrumb, you can start with that. I didn't want to give the impression that you should not move forward unless you are truly crazy, passionately inspired. Sometimes it just takes a little spark of, you know, well, I like this, let's try that. It came from when I was a long time ago when I saw Bill Irwin, and I said, well, I love that. I'm going to try and create something, you know, my version of that, and then see where it leads. And that led me to the Magic Castle, which is a huge part of why I'm even on this podcast. sometimes even just a little interest is enough. You got to get out of your house. There is a certain amount of action you've got to take. When it comes to motivation, I think often there's all this like, go, do, you know, kick ass, blah, you know, and I think people can get over ambitious and ambitious for ambitious sake. And then it's not really coming from an honest place. But I think even if it's just the smallest bit of interest, that's fine.
Next, we're going to hear from John Lovick, also known as Handsome Jack. You might remember him from episode 20, as well as our April Fool's episode, which was very fun with Mr. Rob Zabrecki. Apparently, we got a bunch of you with that prank, and we're not going to apologize. It was lovely to hear what Lovick had to say about motivation and working in a team, and it happens to be short and sweet.
Hello, everybody. John Lovick here. I've got a message for you. None of the magicians you admire work in isolation. They all have a team of individuals around them that they rely on. If David Copperfield and Matt King and Penn and Teller need a team to do their magic, so do you. Everything I've ever done that I'm proud of was made better when I ran it by others for suggestions. Too often I make the mistake of waiting too long to get feedback on the things I'm working on, and this year I'm going to try and stop doing that. Now, do you have a support team? If not, get one. Find magicians whose opinions you trust and start helping each other. You need people you can brainstorm with and bounce ideas off of and session with and just talk about magic and perform your new stuff with, and they'll tell you when you're flashing. It's good for you. It's good for everybody. It's good for magic. Just do it. Get yourself a support team.
Well said. Next up, we have Stephen Borgazzi, who you might remember from our episode 42, which happened fairly recently. It was a really fun episode, and it was lovely to get to hang out with Stephen at the WoW Fest up near Toronto, not quite in Toronto. And this was lovely because Stephen is actually a professional motivational speaker, and I really enjoyed getting this clip from him, which he recorded right before New Year's, before he had to go on the road. And you can just hear how tired he is and how much he doesn't want to pack. And I think that's something to keep in mind, that for everyone, the things that we have to stay motivated about are going to be different. For some people, doing the show is the hardest part. For some people, packing for the show is the hardest part. For some people, writing the show is the hardest part. Everyone's going to have a different experience, which is a big part of why we wanted to include so many voices in this episode. So enjoy the fun and slightly tired and frustrated Stephen Borgazzi.
All right, Kayla and Kersa, two of my favorite performers and people, asking me about motivation. My hardest motivation was just to do this, because I'm old, so I have to figure out how do you do a voice in Minmo or whatever this is called, Mimble. Who cares? It took me a while to motivate myself to do this. How do I motivate myself to do shows? I've been doing it for over 40 years, and I don't really do long runs. I'm an in-and-out kind of performer, and every once in a while, sometimes when I'm filling in for Mike or if I'm at a magic convention or something, I might be there for a couple of days and get to settle in. So usually, for me, to be motivated to do a show has never been a problem. The travel, to motivate myself to go to the airport, to pack everything up, to make sure it's under 50 pounds. And that's the part that now, in my age, I dread. And I have to make myself, come on, go get ready. It's Wednesday night, New Year's Day, and Sunday I got to go pack to get ready to leave on Monday. And I'm not having done any of that. That's the hard part of motivation myself, to make myself get up and just do it, go to the airport. Once I'm there, got everything set up, and the show starts, I have no problem getting out in front of the people. I still love it. I still enjoy performing. I think another thing about motivation is I do go to a lot of magic conventions or conferences like that, and sometimes I'm working, and rarely I get to go and don't have to work. But even when I'm working a convention or a conference, I listen to other people. I was at the WoW convention in Canada this year and got to hear Carissa for the first time, and she really, really motivated me just to let me know what I was doing and things I've been doing is right. And it was just so good to hear her talk about character and then realize that that's some of the same things I did, and So hearing people like her and hearing young people, Kayla, watching you perform and stuff like that has always been a motivation to myself in the doing magic. So when I go to conventions, I attend everything. I try to go see other performers. I go listen to lectures, even if it's somebody I might not have ever heard of, even if they're really young, that I think, what can they say that I don't know, but they do. And so I motivate myself by doing that. I will also say this, that I make my living more than anything as a motivational speaker. And I never liked that term, motivate, because I always said I can't motivate anybody. I can't motivate a company to go sell more cars, to go do more things. I can inspire people. And that's what I really make my living, is I try to inspire people to be better people and to do things that are right and make right decisions and stuff like that. And even in magic, when I perform, I inspire people to just have fun and go out and do things and stuff. Also, right now, I'm traveling with this new guy called Nate Bargatze, and things are a little bit different. We go on a tour bus sometimes, and that makes the traveling way easier. I got all my stuff. I can take my golf clubs, and I'm also hanging out with my son. I have no problem going out there and hearing the crowd, just cheering and loving on my son and enjoying his comedy and stuff like that. That's such a blessing and such a great thing for me to get to do. But I pray you guys have a great New Year's, and thanks for asking and letting me be a part of things you do.
We're happy to have you, Stephen. Next up, we have the wonderful Lily von Stupp, who you may remember from episode 13. I know, we're getting into the deep cuts now. Lily von Stupp was a very inspiring figure for both Kayla and I, and we were so grateful to have her on the podcast. And of course, in true Lily von Stupp form, she spoke to some of the more usually ignored parts of motivation. How hard it is to be motivated when things seem a little dark and things are a little harder because you're starting further behind the start line than everyone else. I really enjoyed what Lily had to say on motivation. It was unexpected and absolutely lovely. So enjoy.
Lily von Stupp here. I'm a burlesque performer, MC, magician, all-around independent artist and producer in Los Angeles. I'm a businesswoman that does art. When the ladies from Shazam wrote me and said, hey, do you want to talk a bit about motivation? I didn't feel very motivated to do that at first. And I started thinking about the things that sometimes are stumbling blocks for me. I have a disability. I'm partially blind. I have a chronic illness throughout my body that causes a lot of pain for me. I have days where it's really hard to get out of bed physically as well as emotionally because of the pain. I take a lot of the stress of what's going on in the world and how women are treated throughout the world, the way minorities, POC, LGBTQ are treated. And a lot of that puts stress and added anxiety into my life because I care about my fellow man. And sometimes that makes it really hard to want to sit down and create art because it seems very pointless at times. And it's, you know, when you're feeling bad, both emotionally and physically, wanting to get up and do the paperwork to send out invoices is depressing enough. But sometimes it's hard to get up and do your art too. And so what I like to do is I open up Google and I think about an artist or a piece of art or a song that I like, and I do some research on that piece. I'm a big fan of Salvador Dali. I have been most of my life. And, you know, he was named after his dead brother. And that put a lot of pressure on him on what he was going to grow up and be. I look at Prince when he talks about how he never played piano at home in front of his father because his father never thought he was good enough. So he worked really hard to be an incredible musician, and he plays every instrument there is. I look at other people that have physical ailments like I do that do the Paralympics, and I research them and find out what it is that was the trauma that makes them excel. And I think these people worked so hard. Just get up and write a joke. You don't have to write a book today. You don't have to write an entire 10 minutes. You know, sit down and work with a deck of cards for a few minutes and work on that next piece of art, because as pointless as it feels when you can't get up to start, I know that feeling of how great it is when you perform and it changes the entire feeling of the people in the audience. So when I feel least motivated, I try to remember why I do this, why anyone tries to achieve greatness in the art form, whatever that medium may be. And then I go, yeah, your back hurts. Yeah, your neck hurts. Yeah, your right eye is killing you right now. But tomorrow you may make a joke that makes somebody else feel better. You don't have to compare yourself to these people. You just have to remember that they all had those days too. So be you. Be the best you. I'm grateful for the people who inspire me. And I'm also grateful that after a show, someone comes up and says, that was amazing because I relate to that and I have this and you make my world better. And I want to be better. So yeah, be you. Go out, be you. Be the greatest you can be. And maybe you'll never be as famous as Salvador Dali, but maybe, just maybe, a couple people will leave your show or your art show or listen to your podcast or hear that and you change them. And that right there is really the reason any of us do this. So yeah. Go out and make somebody else's life better while you make yours better too. That's what art is.
Thank you, Lily. We're going to take it home with the amazing Max Maven, who was our first guest on episode 4. Yeah, we wanted to go all the way back for this episode and include as many lovely voices as possible. Max did a really good job of introducing a new concept I had never heard of. That is a kind of a nice, obscure, unusual way to look at motivation. And for some people, I think this will be exactly what the doctor ordered. Take it away, Max.
Here are some thoughts on motivation. I think most of the time, motivation is driven by a goal. You're trying to get somewhere. And knowing what that goal is part of what enables you to move forward, because you have some direction. What gets in the way of that progress, frequently, is that it doesn't seem possible to go directly to the goal you're headed for. And so you sort of give up. You allow yourself to be distracted by that inability to go straight there, and you sort of flounder. And that's where a process comes into play involving a word that was new to me when I first heard it years ago, and that word is yawing, Y-A-W-I-N-G, yawing. It's a term that comes from sailboating, and the image is this. Let's imagine you're in a sailboat, and you wish to get to an island, and you can see the island way in the distance. You know the direction you need to go to get there. But sometimes the wind isn't cooperative. The direction the wind is coming from won't allow you to sail directly to the island. Well, instead of giving up or going somewhere else, one uses the technique of yawing. And that means using the wind to proceed diagonally. So you're going not directly toward your goal, but not away from it. And after a certain point, you readjust your sails, and now you yaw diagonally in the opposite direction. So if you were headed slightly to the left of your goal, now you're going slightly to the right of your goal. And in every step of this yawing process, you are getting closer to the island. You're just not getting there in a direct line, a straight line. So at the end of this process, if you were to chart this on a map, it would be sort of a zigzag with not very extreme angles. But by going in this yawing technique, eventually you do reach the island. It takes a little bit longer. It could be frustrating in some ways, but you're not losing sight of your goal, and you're not reaching your goal. And I think if we pay attention to yawing opportunities, ways of doing things that maintain our goals in sight and keep us going at least somewhat in the direction of those goals, that by itself, that opportunity that we'll eventually use to get there, that can be enough motivation to keep you going in the right direction overall.
Well, that seems like a perfect metaphor for the way this podcast has gone over the last couple of years. For Kayla and I, the best motivation has always been you guys. Your messages, emails, every time we get to see you at conventions or all across America and elsewhere. It's been lovely to meet the listeners and find out how this podcast has helped you. We have had so much fun making this, even though it's been challenging at times. We hope you found something here that was helpful and enjoyed this weird, unusual format for a podcast. And we'll leave you with the words of Lindsay Benner.
It's not terribly inspiring, but it's the just keep moving forward. That's all you got to do. One step forward, or even just like a little tiny step, that's good enough.
Shazam is sponsored in part by the Society of American Magicians. Thank you, SAM. Go join a club.